Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Osiris.
Welcome to another episode of Goose Chicks podcast, an all women led show focused mostly on the band Goose, the community that supports them, and all genres of live music. We are super excited. Tonight we have yet another installment in our Gonna Turn It Up Some series, where we've been discussing about all different genres with different bands. And tonight we have a special guest. The Textures are going to join us. But first, let me pull Chelsea on stage and say hi. Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm hot. It's extremely hot here. So if I start sweating or something, sorry, guys.
But no worries. I know y'all are under like some big heat dome or something.
Dude, it's bad. It's like feels like 115 or something like that. So whoa. Like no chill.
But got it. Good. Okay. Well, I wanted to start before we bring our guests on tonight, just to ask you what's been fun for you about this little Turn It Up Some series that we've been doing. How's it been for you? I know you've got some cool stuff coming up with it. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, but yeah, what has it been like? I mean, this was just kind of something that sprouted organically out of us talking with other bands and being like, hey, we should bring some folks on and talk to them.
Yeah, this has been really fun for me. I really like learning about other different bands and how they got started and things like that. But it's weird because like you said, it happened organically. Like I was telling someone, it's never something I like sought out to do that we were like, oh, let's, you know, start interviewing bands and stuff. But it just kind of happened with summer camp and that. And it's been really fun. And I got to bring my friends, the Textures, a local band, on today. So that's cool to share like from where I'm from and the music I see. But then also I will be going to see Dogs in a Pile in a couple weeks, and I will get to talk to them and do an interview before their show. So that's super exciting. And it's just been fun to branch out and talk about other bands than just Goose, because honestly, I don't listen to Goose 24/7. I listen to other music too. So
it's we are well-rounded. We're obsessed with Goose, but we are not solely focused on
right.
Goose. It's true. Well, please introduce the Textures so everyone knows who they are.
Yeah. So like I said, this is a band local to the Quad Cities where I'm from, and I see them live a lot. And they're sure to make your hips shake and your heads move. The Textures are an original six-piece band led by the lead vocalist and frontwoman, Kelsey Kays, and they featuring a dual guitarist, a bassist, a synthesist, a drummer, and their sound is often described as soulful funk with a taste for jams.
So, I love that description. Also, Kelsey has the best frontwoman name in history. Welcome, Textures. Welcome to the show. If you all want to go around, just introduce each of yourselves to our audience.
I'll start. Yep. I'm Ben. I play rhythm guitar and a little bit of lead guitar.
I'm Kelsey. I'm newly married to Ben here, which is why my last name is Kays. Kelsey Kays. I'm the lead singer. I write all the lyrics. I write most of the melodies with the occasional influence from a pal in the band. And I'll pass it over to Fish.
I'm Fish. I'm the bass player. You know, it's been really fun playing with these guys and grooving.
Awesome. I love it. So just so everyone knows, like, where is the Quad Cities exactly? Because I was wrong of where I thought it was. So please, where are the Quad Cities?
We're in the Mississippi Valley in the Midwest. So we're south of Wisconsin. We are west of, well, Illinois is included. We're Illinois and Iowa meet right in the center.
Quad Cities, it's like all the states are the Quad.
It's like it's two states, four cities around the river. Fun fact, it's the only place where the Mississippi runs east to west instead of north to south. So there's like
a little straight spot where we sit. And that's where y'all are. Well, that's exciting. Very awesome. Well, how have y'all been doing? How's your summer been going? What's been going on for the textures in 2023 in this oppressive heat that we're all dealing with right now?
It's been a really fun summer. We got a chance this year to play a lot more festivals and just events that we were really excited to not only showcase what we have in store, but also to celebrate other community members and people and in general, just all kinds of stuff. We played Chalk Fest. We played the Dawn and On After Party. We just got to play, Alternating Currents and Summer Jam. It's just been really fun. We've just got such an opportunity to play this year and meet people, and it's been fun.
It's been a blast.
That's so great. I love when bands get to play. I feel like most of the new music I've kind of absorbed in the last couple of years has either been through the podcast and talking with folks like Chelsea or at festivals, because you just get to experience so many people and it's so much fun. Also, it's so great to see all the musicians, you know, vibing with each other and enjoying each other. I feel like music can be like solitary sometimes. You're so focused on your craft, and these festivals just kind of open things up, and it's really cool. So exciting that y'all got to play so many of them.
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
Out of this summer for me, I would say the Dawn and On After Party. That was just an absolute blast. We just
that was so fun.
We started playing a little bit before it let out, probably what 15, 20 minutes or so before the show that was maybe a 5-minute walk let out. And then all these people just come swarming in at once. And it just was like, whoa, you look up and there's just a wave of people just dancing and having a good time.
Yes.
Midnight to 2 a.m. So that was a first for me too. Yeah.
That show was so fun. And I vended at Dawn and On all day, literally like 12 hours. And I was like, I got to make it to the after party and see the textures. And I did. I was there. I stayed the whole time.
Those after parties give you like a little extra boost of energy, I feel like.
I stopped at the, you know, District Chinese on my way. And I ate Chinese.
Fuel up.
Yeah. Me and Nikki shared it. It was a very... hope no one saw that. But that was an amazing show. It was so fun.
Anything you say, Ben?
I did love playing the Dawn and On After Party. I think for me, maybe the most memorable show of this summer so far, it wasn't early summer, was it? But Chalk Fest, was that the one where we had weather issues?
It was June. We had like every season.
Yeah, we had every season during that gig. It was sunny and warm. It was windy and cool. It rained. We had to put the tarp up over our keyboardist so that he wouldn't.
One point he was like Dracula under this tarp playing the keys.
Yeah. And my mind immediately went to like, oh, darn, you know, this is not ideal for this show. And then I just let it go. And I was like, this is actually sort of fun. Looked out over the river. The wind almost toppled me over. that was a fun show.
Those are so memorable when the elements kind of get in your way. I also think for fans, it's so, I don't know, like becomes like burned into your, you know, seared into your memory. Just those elements that folks play in. And also I'm always amazed that acts keep playing, because kudos to y'all for staying out there. Chelsea?
So can you tell us a little bit about your band origin story and how you landed on the name The Textures.
Yeah, I can start. I can take that one. I guess I'm the oldest member of The Textures in age and in tenure, I guess. So Textures started with just a couple guys getting together out in Illinois City in a sort of shed slash garage, playing some soul jam funk music. And at that time, different people, I mean, we sort of pulled in. Oh, let's see. So we had a show in Iowa City where we had an opening band called Wolfbriar. That band contained two cousins that were a drummer and a keyboardist. And we watched them play and we're like, wow, they're pretty amazing. See if we can get in with those guys. So we teamed up with the drummer and the keyboardist there. They ended up joining the band. And probably around that time, well, maybe it was a little bit before, I guess, because we already had the name. But we wanted to come up with a name that was, I guess, like interesting to hear, interesting to say. So Textures, you know, a little bit catchy. And then we really didn't want to nail ourselves down to a genre. So we wanted the name to sort of elicit the fact that we had the freedom to play in any genre that we wanted to. So we have a song, maybe a couple songs that are more alternative. We have a couple songs that are more pop. And then we most of the time lean into our funk and soul jam band genres. But so that we felt like The Textures was just let people know that we, whatever The Textures means to you, I mean, whether it's smooth or rough or sandpaper or soft, the textures could be a lot of different things, and we wanted that to be our genre as well. Many times, though, throughout our history together, I think the name has also informed some of our stylistic choices. So if we're putting something together and we're thinking, man, this sounds too X or this sounds too something else, we say, well, wait, we're The Textures. We can play whatever we want. We don't have a defined genre. So ended up playing with the drummer and the keyboardist there, Froggy. Our keyboardist still plays in the band to this day. Then I was considering maybe possibly moving. And so the boys looked for a different guitarist, Justin. I ended up not moving. So then we ended up having two guitarists, which worked out well because Justin is a fantastic lead player. Then what? Then we wanted to explore
same
bass.
Same time I joined.
That was the same time you joined. Oh, yeah. I forgot about you.
Justin and I started at the same rehearsal.
Okay.
We both showed up to audition at the same time, but each of us thought the other one had already been in the band.
Yeah. Picked each other out. Yeah. So Kelsey and I were a little bit nervous because we were, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, we lived together, partners and everything. And to bring in that dynamic of partnership plus being in a band together, we were nervous that maybe it would cause friction either between us or the other members of the group. And I think so far, only friction between us. No, it's worked out perfectly. And then we were looking for a bass player to join us, and Justin, JB, our guitarist, had known other Justin from a different job and brought him in. I think we hired you day one.
Yeah.
We learned all the songs, and then we went to the recording studio maybe the next week.
3 weeks later after my first practice, we were into the studio doing the first album.
Yeah. So Fish's determination to learn all of our songs quickly and like he had been a member for years, it was really impressive. And then most recently, we teamed up with Kyle, our drummer. Kelsey knew him. Kelsey and Frog knew him from high school days, right? Mm-hmm. He's a jazz drummer and a punk drummer and played a lot of different genres. And he's been fitting in perfectly with us for about the past 5 or 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And that's
been a long journey, but
brings you to the present.
That's interesting because I never knew any of that. I was just like, because I think I saw you guys for the first time maybe like a year ago. So it was most of you, different drummer, but yeah. So that's super interesting.
I love that out of the frying pan into the fire, right to the recording studio. It's fantastic. But you mentioned, as we mentioned in the intro, and you mentioned as well in your description, is that you describe yourself as like a soulful funk band with a taste for jams. Has jamming always been present in, you know, since the forming of the band? And also, what are some of your jam influences?
Oh, yeah. I feel like, and I'm just the singer, okay? So I don't start the jams, but since I've been in the band, I can say for sure jam has always been a part of it. And not always inspired from a place in particular, but I think every member that's played with us has been like, I want to jam. They just have the music's in them. It's like a lot of the fun of playing. Fish, what would you speak to?
I would say I owe a lot to Grateful Dead because that's kind of where I got a lot of my start with music. But also like Parliament, even like some of the groovy stuff they're doing with the funk on the one that Bootsy always talks about, and Play What You Feel in Between, stuff like that, like Lettuce. That's a huge influence for me. And then Lotus as well. Man, I love Lotus. And I mean, I could go on all day. Yeah. There's just like so many different styles that I appreciate and want to hone in on, and so many different bands that could really fit within all of that, you know.
Yeah, and JB would probably say Widespread Panic.
Oh, yeah.
Freeze McGee. He likes to play some Santana too, just like go nuts.
I mean, always it's gonna be Fish for me. So I remember being a freshman in high school listening to a Fish tape that I think one of my buddies had made, and we just listened to that thing front and back constantly, driving around, skipping school probably, just listening to Lawn Boy on tape. Over.
God bless the taper section. God bless all the tapes that were making the rounds around that. I love it. Yeah, yeah, I'm a huge Fish fan myself. Fan of all those bands you mentioned. I'm going to see Humphreys on Friday, actually.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
them. Wow. That's
exciting. Yeah, that's going to be a good time. Yeah, Chelsea, I think you're up.
Yeah, so you told us some of your influences, but like what funk bands do you see as crucial to understanding your sound, and what newer funk acts are y'all into?
Funk, man, I feel like we do Kool & the Gang, and I feel like Kool & the Gang, Earth, Wind & Fire, like classic 70s funk is definitely like right up there for us, especially I feel like when I think of funk, I think of the rhythmic guitar. Like for me, that's what funk means. And so like when Ben writes too, I especially feel that, but I feel like maybe you write a little bit more toward the modern, like Wolfpack and.
Yeah. Probably Wolfpack for me. Yeah.
I would definitely say for some of the stuff that I would write, I would say like Funkadelic would be an influence, some Parliament stuff. A lot of, I'm a big fan of a lot of that old school, like psychedelic funk kind of stuff like that. But also some of like, even Steady Flow. They got a lot of like really funky grooves that kind of turn me on. And those guys are really, really good.
Well, and even some of the stuff that like jam bands do, like Umph and Goose, like have that similar style of like, there's some real funk influence in it, even though it's not funk in and of itself, you know, I guess on the surface. I feel like that's sort of what we're doing is taking those funk rhythms and ideas and then blending them into pop and jam. And
yeah, I love the Kool & the Gang shout out. People sleep on Kool & the Gang so much because they think the Celebration is like the sum total of their catalog. When that's like the lowest, I guess I would say, or whatever. I don't know how you rank it, but I would say the breadth of their catalog is way deeper than that. And so I love that shout out. Oh. And then I think it's interesting too to think about how jam bands have incorporated funk, not just through guitar, but we hear a lot of synthesizers getting into the funk area, bass players as well, where it's like taking this idea of rhythmic guitar funk and moving it onto these other instruments and creating more textures, no pun intended or pun intended, into like this expansive use of funk in jam bands. So that's really great to hear, and I love all those influences.
Yeah, Frog on the keys, he lays it down. I mean, he surprises us probably at every show with something cool, something crazy, especially when you go to the studio and we're really isolating each part. Like, Frog brings it.
He does.
I love it.
Agree. I saw him play last night with a different band.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very funky as well. It was fun. So speaking of being here in the Quad Cities, seeing live music, you all have an awesome presence in the Quad Cities and you have a great local fan base, including me. You see my texture shirt, everyone. So how does it feel to have that support? And do you have any plans to expand further outside the QC?
It literally brings me to tears. We were playing at Max Tavern last weekend for Alternating Currents, and I'm gonna cry every time out now. There's just such a huge crowd of people, not just there, but dancing and singing along. And as somebody who's written since I was an angsty teen, you know, like doing the Olivia Rodrigo, like, meh, kind of a thing. And then now to like writing songs that just make me feel good and that I can see make other people feel good. And they're just singing and dancing. It's really awesome. And nobody really that we see regularly did I know before this experience. So knowing that like our music has like attracted those folks and now they're great friends, it's just really warming. We get a lot of the same friends, and I wouldn't even call them fans, they're friends at this point that come out to our shows and enjoy that expansion. Yeah, you want to talk about expansion? Yeah.
Well, I want to stick on that for a little bit. So I think our bread and butter is our live shows. We all like to play live more than we like to maybe listen to our own music. So a couple years ago, maybe 2 years ago, we decided to incorporate some very rudimentary choreography into our live set.
Yeah.
I felt like if the crowd could see us, even if it was just stepping back and forth on the 1, 2, 3, 4, but if we were all doing it together, that would create some, you know, visual interest on stage.
And invite them in to do it with us.
Yeah. It has worked. And we probably only have like 5 or 6 songs where we have written choreography. But I think our core fan base has created choreography for themselves. So now I'll look up sometimes and the crowd knows a dance that we didn't come up with, that we never did. On the song you just played, Disco, there, the lyrics talk about lights, floor to ceiling, and they have these parts where they point up and
oh, that's
up.
Right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And so to see the crowd knowing parts of our show that we don't know, I think is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And then
that's amazing. That's so cool.
It's exciting. And
I do love the little dances also as a fan.
The little dances. That's what you call it.
I have to give a shout out to Lana too, who started this one on Weasel in the Wall. And it's just a sidestep, but it's got a little bit more to it.
Grown into something.
And yeah, and now it's like I thought we had a flash dance at one point.
Flash mob
at one point, and we did live at 5 because like they just came out of nowhere and started doing it. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we definitely plan to expand, especially thinking about booking the next year, because you pretty much have to plan 6 to 8 months in advance. We're hoping to get out more regionally. We love playing the Quad Cities, but we spend so much time and energy in what we do, and we really, really want to share it. Like, no beating around the bush. You know, the dream is there. So we like to play out a little farther east toward Peoria, maybe up towards Chicago, Des Moines, Burlington, Galesburg.
We're working on some St. Louis stuff right now.
St. Louis.
Kansas City even. Try to play with some other bands, make some friends out there too, and so that we can kind of return and do some mini tours. And we'll see what next year's got in store.
I love it. This expansion to my West, I hope everyone's listening, mark your calendars, which brings me to my next question, which is for folks that are unfamiliar with the textures, like where do you usually send them for a crash course? Are there specific songs that you're like, listen to these 4 because you'll get a good, you know, understanding of what we are and what our sound is like? Where do you direct folks when they have that question?
Choose 4 songs, I would say, can we do like unrecorded ones too? Or just recorded ones?
Well, yeah.
So I would say Poppin' Balloons really defines kind of that like poppier kind of feeling that we have. I would say Ice Cream and Coffee would be a good one that kind of incorporates jam in a live aspect, not as much on the record as we do in the live setting. There is a song we have that's unrecorded right now, and it's it's become known as Train Song.
Thanks, Fish.
Yeah.
It's got a title we can't say.
Yeah. And it's really that like old school kind of like funk kind of feeling. And that's got that kind of groove to it, as our keyboardist has kind of put it a couple times. And then let's see. I would say Traveler would be one that is a very good use of our alternative kind of style.
Yeah, and I think our top listens on Spotify are a pretty good sign too. Disco's up there.
Yep.
Talking Without a Head, that was our first hit. And that's got like that fast-paced feel that's the kind of energy that we try to bring to live shows. So I would say if they really want a crash course, come to a live show, because that's where the experience is at. We keep it really fun. I mean, we have a couple moments where we take a breath, and we have a song called Lands Never Seen that's a little bit beachy. And so we've got some vibes and songs people can just jam on, but try to keep it fun. And
sure. And can we just talk about how amazing Kelsey's voice is? Because it's so soulful and just like she belts, and it's just, it's so cool. It adds another texture to the sound, and I just love it. So
that's another thing live, though. Sometimes the notes are bad. So if you want to get the human experience.
You always sound good.
Thank you, Chelsea.
It's so fun.
I love it. Chelsea, I think you're up again.
So we just talked, you have some of your music on Spotify and Apple Music, everywhere you can stream music, I'm assuming. But where can everyone follow you and support your work, and any live shows coming up people can attend, or any news you want to share with everyone?
Yeah. I should pull up the calendar.
Where should they follow us?
Our best place to follow us that we're managing content right now, and I know people make fun of me for it, is probably Facebook. We are starting to ramp up our Instagram a little bit too, but I just want to caution, we had an old Instagram account that we got totally locked out of. Don't follow the old one. Follow the new one. The Texture's Official. And then we're on Facebook. And that's where we're pretty much sharing all of our, like, upcoming shows. We'll share links to our music on there. You'll find goofy pictures of what we're up to on there. Kind of the whole shebang there. Coming up this weekend, we're super excited that we get the opportunity to play for the first annual Mo Live. This is in Moline, Illinois. Last year they did a sesquicentennial. That's really hard to say. And they shortened it to Mo Live, which is great. And the Main Squeeze is playing. And so being able to be on that bill, maybe pop a hello in backstage, we'll see. It was really exciting. And then some other really, like, really good friends of ours, Logan Springer, he's playing the AV Grass Band, Heads in Motion, Far Out 283. So there's some really, really great local stuff. And there's some regional and national stuff, and it's totally free. So really excited to do that this weekend in Moline. Yeah. And after that, we'll be playing next at the Tangled Wood in Bettendorf. I think that's early September. And then we're headlining a small festival in Davenport. Coffee House is having us out, so check them out, East Village Davenport. And then we'll be at the Washington in Burlington coming up also. So we've got 4 or 5 shows yet this fall. And then we'll see where the next year takes us.
I love it. It's all like super exciting. Everyone make sure you go. I just put that up on the feed. We'll make sure it's also on our show notes to go and follow them on Facebook and stay abreast and go see them when they come to your city soon. And also maybe take a trip out to the Quad Cities, because sounds like things are really popping out there and lots of great music. So here's your invitation.
Right. Also this weekend at Mo Live, which I'm very excited about. I don't know if I'll make your guys set because I'm vending somewhere else. But I know, and I didn't make last weekend either. I was really sad. But I heard those shows were really good. So
we've seen you so many times, Chelsea. We know you support.
I know. I'm like, shit, I wanna go. I'm like, it's FOMO.
Can't we
make them all. But also Eric Gale is playing free in Moline on Saturday, which is just like blowing everyone's mind, at the same festival that they're playing, same stage even. So that's amazing.
We don't want to miss Friday night. Friday night, there's tons of artists sponsored by Mercado on 5th. And I've seen some videos. It's going to be really good.
Yes. A very nice mix of Latin music on
tomorrow. Tomorrow, yeah, right? Tomorrow. Wow, so yeah. That'll be awesome too.
That's amazing. Yes. Before we let you go, is there any music you're going to see that you're excited about? I know everyone's fall tours are in full swing, and I'm going this Friday to see Umphrey's McGee, but I'm also going to see Fish out in Colorado. Oh my gosh, we gotta link up.
Are you going all 3 days?
I'm going all four nights.
Right.
I was only going three, and we literally just added Thursday like yesterday. Like,
we'll be there Saturday. We'll find you.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. We'll have to exchange phone numbers so we can link up in there. I'm excited. I think it's my 50th Fish show overall.
What?
My first Knicks run. So I'm very excited about it. It's going to be great.
My parents actually live in Commerce City. And so it was too perfect because we were like, oh, we got a place to stay. That's 5 minutes.
What do they think about this, like, dissension of Wooks?
My mom owns it. She loves, like, Renaissance festivals and stuff. So she like Stinky Pirates and Weird People. It's,
yeah. Right up her alley then. Right up her alley. I love it. What are y'all going to? Yeah, name two I'm going. What are y'all going to see? Yeah.
Yeah, we got Fish coming up. You guys are going to see...
I'm going to probably go see Widespread Panic one night in Milwaukee. I haven't gotten tickets yet, but I'm probably just going to show up without it and hope to get one.
Listen, there's always a ticket. They shake loose. Always. They always shake loose.
Widespread Panic fans are great about keeping it face price too. So that's nice. They got a respect for the music, and you know they don't want to rip somebody off. They want people to enjoy the experience.
I love it.
Yeah, that's nice.
We're going to see Lake Street.
Yeah, and then, going to see Lake Street Dive, I think, in October.
November,
maybe. Yep. Originally a girls' night, but the boys love Lake Street Dive, too. So.
Oh, there you go. I love it. Awesome. Well, thank y'all for joining us. So great to have you on the show. We'll have to have you back on next year to talk whenever you have new stuff or anything you want to talk with us about. Just hit Chelsea up. We're happy to have you back on, and we'll be playing some textures in this household anyways.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really nice to see you, Chelsea. Yeah. Thanks for asking us.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good
course. Thank you.
See ya.
Oh my gosh. They're so great. I love them. I'm going to definitely be diving into that. And I've been loving this series so much because, like I said, it's just introduced me to so many different acts, so many other musicians. And all these bands, at least so far we've talked to, like, are in the jam space in some way. And it's so great to see the different ways people are entering jam spaces and doing so much with improvisational music, which is our jam. So,
oh my God. That was so fun. I'm just like cheesing.
I love the cheesing.
Aww,
we have a few announcements. Anyways, Cam Hurt has just announced that he's doing a new show called Best Show Ever. If you don't know Cam, he is a hilarious comedian who skewers jam band, culture, I guess. He's really, really funny and just the sweetest, sweetest person. And he loves talking about shows, and specifically the best shows ever. So he has a whole season full of special guests, musicians, music journalists to reminisce about their concert going careers and share untold stories of seeing the history of seeing live music. So whether you're brand new to the concert scene or a grizzled, jaded vet, this unfiltered, candid, and hilarious podcast is like having the best seat in the house to the best shows of all time. It comes out September 5th. He's dropping two episodes a week. And I was lucky enough to get asked to be on one of the shows. RJB from Osiris and I are going to be on the same show. I think it's like October 17th or something. But anyways, don't worry about waiting for me. Just subscribe to Best Show Ever. It's on all of our platforms. We've already shared it everywhere. But Cam is so, so wonderful. I had the best time reminiscing. I'm not allowed to say what my best show it ever was until the show airs. So you'll have to tune in to hear what that is. But I got to talk about my first show ever, my worst show ever, some honorable mentions, and then a deep dive into my best show ever. So it's very, it's really, really fun. And I'm really excited. I think there's going to be some other content Cam and I are doing together coming out in preparation for that. So be on the lookout.
And I believe he has Jeff on one of the episodes.
Yeah, Jeff Arevalo is going to be on one. Yeah. His dad's going to be on one. It's all the Ryan Storm. I mean, literally.
Right.
all the cast and characters are there, and it's going to be really, really fun. So definitely check it out. And I can just say, I had the best time recording, and it really was so fun. I hadn't been invited to like think about my best show ever and also think about my concert experiences in a really long time from that perspective of like, when did I feel really like connected to music and what really moved me? So it was a really fun exercise to really even think about these things. And Cam does not know in advance what your best show ever is. So it was fun to surprise him too. And I think, well, you'll experience that in the moment with him as we each share what our best show ever was. So definitely check that out. Subscribe everywhere that you get your podcasts. And again, it comes out September 5th. So check that out. We, Goose Chicks Podcast, are doing a fall couch tour. Super excited about this. We are going to be couch touring together. We're going to be having Zoom set up where everyone can join us and we can watch these shows together, because I don't know about y'all, but between summer tour, Goosemas, Europe, all of the things, fall, we're just going to be couch touring around here. And I know most of the Goose Chicks are doing the same, although some of us are going to Red Rocks, so we might see you there. So I just wanted to go through the shows. We're definitely going to be doing this special Zoom couch tour watch party with. We're kicking off things in Boston on the 13th of September. This is right around the corner. We're also going to be doing Detroit on Saturday, September 16th. We are going to do both Oakland shows, the 25th and 26th, and of course, finishing up at Red Rocks on October 4th and 5th. So I'm really excited, and I don't know about you, Chelsea, but I think it's going to be a good time. We're just going to get together. We're going to do some trivia and fun stuff and giveaways at set break. There may be some special guests that pop up. Who knows with us? You never know.
I'm excited because that's what we do anyways in our group chat when we're all couch touring. We all just are like chatting like as we watch. And so it'll be fun to do that with other people too. And
absolutely. But we do need to keep things safe. So you do have to RSVP and register ahead of time and RSVP. You can go to goosechickspod.com/couch tour and just sign up right there. We just need your email address and then we'll send you all the information on how to join again, because we will be sharing screens and in community with each other. We do have to have a few access controls in place so that we know who's showing up. And I hope everybody will join us. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to hear some sick jam and one of us just put our whole face in the screen like, oh my God, did you hear what was going on? So yeah, this is our first time doing this. We're really excited to do it. And as Chelsea said, it's literally how we watch most shows when we're even when we are, some of us are at the shows, we're still doing this.
Oh,
my gosh, did you hear that? I can't believe that just happened. So definitely check that out. And then the last thing is that we just announced this week is Top of the Flock. I don't know about you, Chelsea. I'm so, so, so excited about it. It's going to be a deep exploration of the 2023 year in Goose. We are going to be figuring out what's the best of the best and created one brilliant playlist for all of us, crowdsourced by all of you fans out there. And we're really excited to be partnering with WTED Radio. They're going to be working with us in quite a few capacities. But as we start to announce songs that have made it onto the Top of the Flock list, you'll start to see them. We announced two this week, which was Arrow and Hot Tea. So Minimally, we'll be starting with those, but many more. If anybody's listening and if they hear this later, I do know Michael did let me know that Animal has officially also made the list. So
really,
the third song that for sure we'll be deep diving on. But it's going to be a really good time. You'll get more about that on our social. So make sure you follow us, Goose Chicks Pod, everywhere that you are, all of the platforms. Definitely, if you're subscribing to the show, which we hope that you do, leave us a review, really helps us out. And also tell your friends about the show and let them know to come listen with us. I think I'll leave it to you to close it out per usual, Chelsea.
Yeah. So thanks everyone for joining us. Be kind to each other and remember to keep it TED.
Bye everybody.
Bye.
Osiris.
Ever wonder what a punch from Elton John feels like?
Or how you'd cope with having turned down the chance to be in Nirvana?
Or what signal Keith Richards gives when he wants you to get the hell out of his hotel room.
Fans of Too Much Effing Perspective don't have to wonder, because they've heard these exact stories and a jillion others on our podcast. I'm Alex Hoffman, former tour manager for Radiohead.
And I'm musician and comedy writer Alan Keller. On the TMEP show, we get guests like Nancy Wilson from Heart, Jeremiah Freites from The Lumineers, and Modern Family's Julie Bowen to tell us things they may have only shared with their therapist, clergy, or a TMZ stringer.
So join us on Too Much Effing Perspective. That's EFFING Perspective. The only podcast you crank up to 11.
Hi, I'm Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are the Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real, honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.